Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. The New York City skyline. Snow covers the ground.
It's the most wonderful time.
Title: Christmas at the Plaza.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Credits: Elizabeth Hanstridge, Ryan Peavy, Julia Duffy, Karen Hollis, David LaFontaine, Nelson Wong, and Bruce Davison.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happiest.
A van labeled St. Nick's, holiday decor experts, is parked outside a large hotel. A woman runs past.
Excuse me.
She passes some people moving a Christmas tree and continues toward the hotel entrance. A young girl rushes into the hotel, spilling cocoa on the woman's coat as they pass through the revolving door.
Laurel, be careful, you'll spill your cocoa. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Welcome to the Plaza. Oh, here, let me help you with that.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
The bellman.
May I assist you with your baggage?
Oh, I don't have any. I'm here to see Amanda Clark.
Oh, well, check at the concierge. I hope you've made an appointment. She's a very busy lady this time of year.
Actually, I'm going to be working here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm doing research for the Plaza about...
Oh, Christmas.
Oh, you've heard?
Yes, yes. We've been talking about it for weeks. We're all very excited about that.
Oh, good.
She offers his handkerchief.
Now, why don't you hold on to that? There may be more hot cocoa ahead.
Thank you. I'm Jessica Cooper.
I'm Reginald Brookwater, head bellman at your service. So you're here to study our grand lady.
The Plaza provided a grant to the university, and I'm the archival historian in charge of the project.
You have a very impressive title.
I'm not as important as it sounds.
I wouldn't be so sure of that. You know what we say around here.
What do you say around here?
Nothing unimportant ever happens at the Plaza.
Jessica smiles and answers her phone.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi. It's all set. We fly to JFK on Christmas Eve.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to meet your parents. I just hope they're not disappointed.
Why would they be disappointed?
Because their son is dating somebody who's using her PhD to study Christmas trees.
How did your mom take the news that you won't be home for Christmas this year?
Surprisingly well. She's going to go on that Caribbean cruise she always wanted to.
Bumps into a ladder.
Dennis, I'm going to have to call you back. Who leads a ladder just standing around?
I do.
Oh. Oh, no. Hang on.
Good idea.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were up there.
Must have been an important phone call.
A worker climbs down the ladder. She stares at him.
I was talking to my boyfriend.
Well, your boyfriends are getting an automatic free pass. Just maybe watch where you're going next time, huh?
Or maybe put up a sign next time.
Like that one?
The sign reads, "Caution, work above." He smiles at her. She grins and hurries away.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
At the desk.
One suit, sponged and pressed for Mr. George Kaplan, room 796. Anything else? Of course, Mr. Kaplan. My pleasure. Good morning. How may I help you? Theater tickets?
No, thank you.
Dinner reservations.
No,
you need car service.
Actually, I'm looking for...
Here you are. And right on time, too. I like punctuality. It shows character.
Good morning, Ms. Clark.
Amanda.
Amanda, thank you.
And I see you've met Kenny, our head concierge.
Hi.
Hi.
Anything you need. He's here to help. Isn't that right, Kenny?
That's right, Amanda.
She stares at Kenny until he answers.
Ms. Clark.
This way.
Kenny exhales. The women walk to the Oak Room and Oak Bar.
This is where I think we should place the installation. We are all very eager to see what you have in mind. Christmas traditions are very important to us here. And what better place to honor the legacy of Christmas at the Plaza than our historic Oak Room?
About that, I was hoping you could give me some idea of what you're really looking for.
I was thinking a sort of museum, art gallery combination. You know, panels and pedestals. And of course, there will be an opening night party with champagne.
That's not quite what I mean. When I'm developing an archival history presentation, I like to have some kind of point of view. You know, like a through line or a...
A Christmas story.
Well, not exactly a...
That sounds perfect.
What does?
We need a Christmas story. And since you're the expert, I'm going to let you come up with one.
I'm not really a story person. I deal in facts.
Facts.
Yes. You see, the thing about history is you don't have to make anything up. The story's already happened.
That just makes it easier, then.
Julia follows Amanda out.
Our records room is this way. All you have to do is go through the hotel files. There are plenty of references to Christmas parties and tree lighting, carol singing, special holiday events.
Amanda props open the door to the archive.
Wow.
Yes, isn't it something? Most of these are pre-internet, so they haven't been scanned or digitally preserved. These are the original files.
How far back does all of this date?
I don't really know. But I don't think anything would have been thrown out, so it could be over 100 years worth. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Which ones are the Christmas files?
I have no idea.
You mean they're not categorized?
Well, no. That's why you're here.
Miss Clark, the...
Amanda.
Amanda. Going through all these records could take a year at least.
Well, you certainly don't have a year. Opening night of the display is planned for December 15th.
But that's only 3 weeks away.
Oh, I know. But fortunately, you won't have to do it all alone. You'll be coordinating with our Christmas decorator.
Christmas decorator.
There he is now. Mr. Pirelli, I'd like you to meet someone. This is Jessica Cooper. She's in charge of the history of Christmas at the Plaza display. Jessica Cooper, Nick Pirelli.
Surprise.
The worker on the ladder.
Surprise.
You two know each other?
We've met.
Well, that's good, because you'll be working together this Christmas.
Jessica and Nick exchange a smile before getting to work in the records.
What are you supposed to be looking for?
Christmas.
What kind of Christmas?
Like celebrations, events, photographs, anything that connects the plaza to the holiday season.
What is that?
To create an historic installation celebrating the legacy of Christmas at the plaza.
Oh, like a museum?
Yeah, like a museum.
You do that for a living?
Yeah, I have degrees in anthropology, urban archaeology, and social genealogical studies.
Be careful. One more degree, you have a fever.
I think that if people respect the past, it helps them understand the present.
You know what they say about people who hang on to the past? They're afraid of the future.
I don't think that's true.
He accidentally rips a paper.
Can you not touch anything, please?
Sorry.
In historic terms, we call this an artifact.
In New York terms, we call this a newspaper.
Don't you have trees to put up?
Well, I thought we were supposed to be working together.
We are, and if I need you, I'll call.
Okay. Enjoy your artifacts.
He leaves her in the archive. Now at the house, Jessica carries the front end of a Christmas tree into the home. A friend brings up the bottom of the tree.
Do you think I was rude to him?
No. He sounds pushy, overbearing, and full of himself. Is he single?
I don't know why.
Ask him if he likes almost famous musical theater actors. I'm in the market for my next ex-boyfriend. Speaking of bad relationships, how's Dennis?
Cass, don't start. Let's try here.
You know I'm right. You've been dating for how long?
2 years next week.
Exactly. And that finger is still bare.
And I'm okay with that.
Of course you are, because you're afraid of commitment.
You know, just because you took one psychology course in school doesn't mean... Let's try over there.
they move the tree.
I've watched it happen. Every time a guy gets serious, you bail. That's why your relationship with Dennis has lasted this long. You're afraid of commitment and he's afraid to commit. And to face it, Jess, you're stuck in a dead-end relationship.
For your information, Dennis has made a commitment. He's taken me to meet his parents in Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We fly out on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm.
They move it again.
Back there.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
What do you mean?
Well, to meet the parents.
I don't know.
Well, who bought the tickets? Was it Dennis or the parents?
What difference does it make?
Maybe none. But if Dennis bought the tickets, it means that he's serious about a relationship. If his parents bought the tickets... Oh, gotta go. I am filling in as one of Santa's elves in the park. Aww. And it takes me 20 minutes to get into those tights.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. See you soon.
Jessica smiles at her tree. Her smile fades when she shifts her gaze to a photo of her with Dennis. Now she waits in a cafe as Dennis arrives.
Sorry, I have to get the funding application in for next year. The university committee is being impossible, as usual. Is that hot cider?
It was, 20 minutes ago.
Don't forget, we have the faculty Christmas party a week Thursday. Franklin Collins is going to be there. He's the committee chair, and I'm hoping to get a word with him. Who knew clinical biology could be so exciting?
Who knew?
How's your project going?
I'm not sure yet. There's just so much material in the archives, I don't even know where to begin. And if by some miracle I did know where to begin, there's no way I'm going to finish by the deadline. I think taking this project might have been a big mistake.
What do you have to do to get a drink around here?
Dennis does not respond.
Dennis?
Yeah?
About the trip. To see your parents.
Yeah?
She smiles.
Nothing. Never mind.
Still trying to figure this all out.
Like Christmas giving you some trouble, is it?
There's just so much material here.
Yes.
I don't know where to start.
Well, maybe I can help you here. You want some history of Christmas at the Plaza? There you go. That was taken in 1968.
That's you?
Yeah. Yes, it was after the Thanksgiving Day parade. We just come in for high tea. See, everybody dressed up in those days.
Who are you with?
There's a girl I used to know. Anyway, I remember she loved the Christmas tree topper that year. It was her favorite color. It was bright blue, diamonds all around it. I promised her I'd get her her own someday.
Did you?
No. Life gets in the way sometimes, you know. But if you want to borrow that for your project...
Actually, I don't think this is my project.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work out after all. I need to go talk to Amanda.
You're not thinking of quitting, are you?
It's probably for the best.
Well, I hope you'll reconsider. Opportunities like this don't come along every day. Nobody regrets the ones they take, just the ones they don't. Anyway, I'm sure you'll make the right choice.
Jessica scowls as she considers. Now crossing the lobby, she passes a huge Christmas tree that Nick is decorating.
Looks beautiful.
Thanks. Plaza has so much great history, I figure it deserves the best, huh? So you're not the only one who respects the past.
Look, Nick, I'm sorry. About what I said yesterday, I know you were just trying to help.
Don't worry about it. So you done for the day?
Actually, I've decided to step away from the project.
Seriously?
I'm going to talk to the university about finding a replacement.
That's too bad. I mean... I know Amanda will be really disappointed.
I know, and I feel awful about it, but like you said, the Plaza deserves the best, and I don't think I'm the right person for this project.
I'm sorry to hear that. It was nice to meet you, Jessica Cooper.
And you too, Nick Pirelli.
Oh, hey, how about a souvenir? Think of it as an early Christmas present.
He hands her an ornament from the tree.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
He waves as she leaves. She puts the holly and bells decoration in her purse as she climbs the stairs to Amanda's office.
I'm sorry. Miss Clark's in the middle of a very important call. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, thank you. I need to speak with her myself.
I'll wait.
A tall silver finial sits on the receptionist's desk.
Beautiful, isn't it? I think this year's tree topper is my favorite. I mean, finial d'arbre. Miss Clark prefers we use a proper name. I'm supposed to bring it downstairs to the decorating team, but I kind of want to keep it myself.
That is beautiful. You said this year's? Reginald showed me a photograph with a different tree topper. How many have there been?
I guess as many as there have been Christmas trees at the plaza. And they've had a Christmas tree here at the hotel ever since it opened in 1907. It's a tradition. I'll tell Miss Clark you're here.
No, that's okay. Don't bother her.
All right, well, do you want me to give her a message for you?
Yes, please. Tell her I found our Christmas story.
Kenny greets Jessica.
So that's a dozen cherry tomatoes, 3 almonds, 1 bottle of champagne. Pink, of course, Miss Thompson. Will there be anything else?
My pleasure.
Good morning, Miss Cooper. How can I help you today?
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montage of Jessica setting up her office and Bellman bringing the records to her. She begins a file titled Christmas at the Plaza.
Don't worry about this flurry, we're warm in our bungalow. Just listen for Santa going ho, ho, ho. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
She retrieves her photo of the silver finial.
And put one more in that corner over there. Needs a little Christmas.
Nick answers his phone.
This is Nick.
Nick, it's me.
Alicia?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Been a while.
I know, too long.
Something I could do for you?
I heard you were decorating the plaza. It's amazing, congratulations.
Thanks.
I would love to come and see it. Maybe we could grab a drink after.
Hey, listen, I'm really busy right now, I gotta go.
Oh. All right, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
He makes no expression and sighs. Jessica begins organizing the extensive files in the records room. She takes one box labeled December 1949 and opens it to find a gilded glass star tree topper. She runs a finger across the star and examines the marking. Carrying a box past the archive door, Nick sees Jessica in the records room.
Hey! I thought you were leaving.
I might have been a bit hasty.
Well, that's great. Yep, it's good. What changed your mind?
Well, did you know the plaza has had a different finial d'arbre every Christmas for over 100 years?
What?
Oh, tree topper.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah, each one is handmade and unique to that specific year.
I did not know that either.
This one, for example, is from 1949. See here, signed by the artist, making it a priceless piece of socio-historic memorabilia.
Who knows how many more of them are hidden away inside these boxes?
Yeah, who knows?
Nick, this is a major find. Each of these tree toppers represents an artist with an individual story. The cultural importance of the passage of time represented by the artisanal craftsmanship in this room is simply staggering.
They make really nice Christmas ornaments, too.
Are you just gonna stand there, or are you gonna help?
What would you like me to do?
Now, they work together among the boxes.
So why history?
What do you mean?
Well, you obviously love it, but where's the attraction?
I think it's important to understand the way politics and social mores have impacted events throughout time.
Come on, that sounds like a classroom lecture. What's the real reason?
The real reason?
Yeah. Please.
He pays full attention to her. She pauses from working to talk.
My dad was in the diplomatic corps, so we moved around a lot when I was young. There was always a different town, a different school. I never knew where we were going to be or what was going to happen.
It's pretty tough on a little kid.
I started studying history. Felt safe.
Because you always knew exactly what was going to happen next?
When you can't depend on the future, there's something kind of comforting about the past.
You still feel that way?
Sometimes.
Oh, I took the liberty of bringing you some fresh coffee. You've been down here for hours.
Thank you, Reginald. I guess we lost track of time.
Well, the grand lady reveals her secrets slowly, doesn't she? By the way, I'm glad you changed your mind. And I believe the work you're doing here is very important. I mean, this place means a lot to me. To all of us.
Thank you, Reginald.
Hey, look at this.
What is it?
I found one.
He holds the gilded finial.
It's beautiful.
Ooh, that is magnificent, isn't it? Look at the fine work around the edges there. It takes years to learn that.
That makes five we've found so far.
Yeah, only 10,000 more boxes to go through.
Well, good thing there are two of you.
Reginald leaves them both holding the ornament.
Good thing.
Nick smiles at her. She removes her hand from the topper. Her smile fades as he walks away.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, so I went out. So what? It's New York.
Great.
Right?
Jessica yeah. And Cassidy.
It's like stepping into a time machine in there. Every box I open is another piece of history. And Nick found some incredible photographs from 1922.
Nick? Pushy, overbearing Nick.
Oh, it wasn't really his fault. I overreacted. He's actually a very nice guy.
Really? And you two are working together?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
I know what you're thinking, and you can stop thinking it. There's nothing going on between Nick and me except Christmas.
Oh, gotta go. Santa's finished feeding the reindeer, and he hates it when his elves are late. Sorry about lunch. I'll grab a candy cane at work.
Oh.
Hey, did you ever find out if Nick was single?
I don't care.
Okay, I believe you. Do you believe you?
Cassidy leaves the line. Jessica takes Nick's ornament out of her purse. Now the ornament is on Jessica's tree at home. Jessica sits in a robe and looks at photos scattered across her coffee table. She inspects one photo of a Christmas tree with a magnifying glass. On the back, it is labeled, The Plaza Hotel, 1969. Dennis is on her porch when she opens the door.
Hi.
Tell me you're not wearing that.
Why not?
You forgot.
The faculty Christmas party. Of course I didn't forget.
I was just getting ready. Come on in. I'll only be a minute.
She dashes up the stairs. Each time she yells, she is closer to ready.
How's your project going?
It's actually pretty exciting. I think I might have a mystery on my hands.
Uh-huh.
Every year since 1907, the tree in the lobby of the plaza has had a different finial dabra.
A what?
A tree topper.
Oh, interesting.
That's not the interesting part. Look at the picture on the table, the top one.
The Christmas tree?
See? No tree topper.
Fascinating.
Isn't it? What happened to the tree topper and why that year?
I don't know. Jess, we're gonna be late.
Okay, I'm ready.
Shoes.
She looks down to see slippers.
Right.
Meet you in the car.
She runs back upstairs and kicks off her slippers and puts on black pumps. She looks in the mirror at her plain black dress. Now downstairs, she takes Nick's ornament from the tree and looks at it. At the party, she removes her coat to reveal Nick's ornament worn as a brooch.
There's Franklin Collins. Come on, let's go say hello.
Love to.
Evening, Mr. Collins.
Oh, Dennis! Well, I'm glad you made it. This is Dennis Park, one of our newest faculty members. I read your paper, Dennis. It was interesting, very interesting. I'd like to talk to you some more about it.
That would be great, sir. Thank you.
He finally introduces her.
This is my, Jessica Cooper.
How do you do?
Well, the pleasure to meet you, Jessica. You probably know most of the people here.
I'm not.
Well, Jessica's an alum. Sociology and anthropology.
What are you doing these days, dear?
Jessica's working on a very important archival research project.
Oh, and what subject?
A history of the finial dabras at the plaza.
Finial dabras? Isn't that Christmas ornaments?
That's right.
How interesting.
It's actually an important study from a cultural and historic point of view.
Mr. Collins laughs, then gets serious.
Of course it is, dear.
So, Dennis, tell me, what are your plans?
Well, I have a little bit more work to do on this paper, but...
Oh, no, I think this draft...
Mr. Collins and Dennis walk off and Mrs. Collins turns to other guests, leaving Jessica alone. As she searches for hors d'oeuvres, Dennis intercepts her before she snags one.
Ah, Jessica. Did you have to bring up that whole Christmas decorations thing?
Why?
It's just I'm trying to impress Collins and it doesn't sound very academic.
Well, they asked.
Anyway, he wants to see the rest of my research, but he's totally behind my proposal. He actually told me he's going to personally resubmit it to the committee himself. Can you believe it?
That's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, good party, right? You having fun?
Actually, I'm a little tired. It's been a long day and I...
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. You've been at work all day. I should have thought of that. You want to go home?
Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
She smiles.
I'll call you the car.
She loses her smile.
I would go with you, but I really gotta seal this deal with Collins.
Oh, of course.
You don't mind, do you?
Me? No, not at all.
Thanks for understanding.
She takes a drink. Jessica rides home. The driver smiles at her.
How was your night?
I've had better.
She removes the ornament from her dress and puts it in her bag.
Do you like Christmas songs? I can play one for you if you like. Maybe it'll cheer you up.
Thanks.
Doing anything special for Christmas?
I'm gonna go meet my boyfriend's parents.
Oh, sounds serious.
I'm not sure about that.
Where is he right now?
Back at that party.
He knits his brow.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
You know what? Maybe I'm overreacting. I mean, it's not like he made me walk home.
True.
What if Cassidy's right?
About what?
What if I really am afraid of commitment? I mean, this is my usual pattern. I fall for a guy, he gets serious, I get nervous, I break it off.
Cassidy's your boyfriend?
No, Dennis is my boyfriend.
Who's Cassidy?
She's an elf. You know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to go home right now.
I don't blame you. So where to now?
She smiles broadly and, shortly after, she is at the plaza.
Happy holidays.
She strolls around the lobby Christmas tree. Reginald joins her.
Miss Cooper! Good evening. Everything all right?
I guess so. You're working late.
Oh, well, sometimes I just like to stick around till everybody goes home at night or gets tucked into bed upstairs, and then I just listen for a while.
To what?
To the sound of the grand lady sleeping. She snores sometimes, you know.
The lights on the tree go out. Nick comes around with a controller.
What are you doing here?
I'm having some trouble with the lights.
Oh, seems okay to me.
Yeah, well, it's my first time decorating the plaza. It's kind of a game changer for my business. So I don't want okay, I want perfect.
Reginald notices them smiling at each other.
Well, I better make my rounds. Good night, folks.
Good night.
What are you doing here?
I need to find a missing tree topper. The one from 1969. There's still a lot of boxes to go through down there.
A little overdressed for the records room?
I was at a Christmas party.
Must have been a nice party. You look great.
Thank you.
So how was the food? I always eat too much of those things.
Oh, I didn't actually get any.
You didn't get any? Why not?
Bad timing.
Huh. Well, if you're still hungry, no place that stays open late. I was gonna go get something to eat. I'll grab some dinner.
That's very nice of you, Nick. Really, but the thing is...
I know. You have a boyfriend. Still gotta eat. How you feel about a tie?
Her smile grows.
Well, it was my dad's business originally. Mostly party rentals, but when I took it over, I focused on Christmas, because that's where the real money is. But between you and me, I do it for free.
You love it that much?
Oh, yeah. A house like a blank canvas to me.
And there's that moment when you gather the family out front, you flip the switch, and the whole thing lights up, and the look on their faces. That's Christmas.
You decorate for your family, too?
Mm-hmm. It's a mob scene. I got 3 brothers and 2 sisters, and they're all married, and they've all got kids, so pressure's on.
What about you? Anybody special?
Married, and they've all got kids, so pressure's on.
What about you? Anybody special?
There was a couple years ago, but it didn't work out.
I'm sorry.
It happens. So what's your boyfriend do?
Dennis? Mm-hmm. He's in clinical research at the university.
Impressive.
He's a very intelligent man.
You're no slouch yourself with all those degrees at the end of your name.
I don't know about that.
You kidding me, right?
When I first started out at university, I had all these really lofty goals, you know? I wanted to use my education to speak to the human condition, help people understand history and make it relevant in their lives. Maybe make a difference in the world.
And
here I am. Cataloging Christmas ornaments. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to come out like that. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. But you shouldn't be so hard on yourself, though.
I know. I just always thought I'd be doing something more important with my life.
I get that. But think about it this way. The storage room in the basement of the plaza. Imagine how many Christmas memories are there, just tucked away in all those boxes. You're part of that history now. And you're gonna bring happiness to who knows how many people this Christmas. What's more important than that?
She smiles at him as they continue their meal. Still night, Nick pulls up to her house.
This is me.
Hey. Nice place.
Thanks. My mom and dad run real estate, so I got it when they retired.
I see a big blank canvas.
In case you haven't noticed, I've been a bit busy lately, so I'm sorry I haven't quite gotten around to decorating out here yet.
Well, if you need some help, I got a guy.
He hands her his card. It reads St. Nick's.
Does he have any references?
Not in my whole life.
I'll think about it. Good night.
Good night.
She steps out of his van and goes inside. He drives off. His van has the logo for St. Nick's, Holiday Decor Experts. Inside, she sets his card on a table beside the photo of her and Dennis. After a beat, she turns the card face down. Another day, she swipes through photos of the toppers as she presents to Amanda.
We've divided it into decades from the turn of the 20th century to now. Each section features photos of the 10 tree toppers with stories about the artists, and we include a brief history of that decade's most important Christmas events at the plaza. A wedding, party, celebrity guests.
Jessica, I must tell you, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. It's the perfect balance of history and Christmas.
One page has a question mark.
Go back, please.
Of course.
There, stop there. What's that?
That's the one I couldn't find. There's no record of there having ever been a tree topper in 1969.
That's impossible. It's a hotel tradition.
That's what I thought, but...
We can't have a gap in the hotel Christmas timeline. It makes us appear incompetent.
I'm not sure what I can do about it.
Well, something, I hope. This is your problem, Jessica. You need to fix it.
Jessica's smile fades. With Cassidy at a drink stand.
So why don't you just fake it? Go buy some other tree topper and paint it. Who's gonna know?
I can't believe you're asking me that question. I'm gonna know. I'm a historian, Cassidy. I search for the truth. I'm not gonna lie about something as important as Christmas.
You know I'm not really an elf, though, right?
Sorry. I think Nick's starting to rub off on me.
Nick again?
Two cocos, please. He gave me a Christmas pep talk at dinner the other night. It helped a lot.
How nice for you. Make mine a double. You know, this isn't fair.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm out here terminally single, and you've got two guys all to yourself.
I don't have two guys, Cass. I have a boyfriend, and I have a co-worker.
So Nick's just your co-worker?
That's all.
Uh-huh. And have you told your boyfriend about your co-worker?
Well, no, it hasn't come up in this conversation. Honestly, Cassidy, the way your mind works...
Oh, do you want this receipt or can I have it? My accountant says that I can deduct Christmas-related beverages as research.
Jessica gives her a look.
What?
Now in the records room, Jessica inspects more box contents.
Hi.
Jessica, guess what? They approved my grant.
Oh, that's wonderful news, Dennis. I'm so happy for...
Listen, I got an important question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Not over the phone.
Meet me at Crawford's, 6 o'clock.
All right.
Great, see you then.
Nick joins her. She shows him the photo.
I thought I might find you down here. You okay?
Look at this.
Receipt?
In 1969, the Plaza Tree didn't have a finialed opera.
Really?
Nobody seems to know why.
Wonderful Christmas boutique received from the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah. It's for the tree topper they ordered that year, but they didn't put it on the tree.
Well, maybe they didn't get it.
Or maybe it's still there.
We're sorry. The number you have reached...
Number's out of service.
Well, they used to be down in the East Village. We need to go check it out, see if they're still in business.
It's been so long. It's probably a waste of time.
Well, you want to find that missing finial dauber, don't you? I gotta meet with some suppliers down there anyways.
Come on.
He motions to her to join him.
Finial dauber.
She follows.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Christmas?
A train chugs around a store window Christmas display.
Wow, look at this one. Look at the detail work. It must have taken them days to set this up.
That is beautiful.
Come on, let's take a picture. Give me your phone.
No, it's okay.
Oh, come on, Christmas only comes once a year.
She gives him her phone and he selfies them at the window.
Thank you.
He sniffs.
Chestnuts. Come on. Don't you just love roasted chestnuts?
Believe it or not, I've never had any.
Seriously?
I actually didn't think they were a real thing. I thought they were just from that song.
Well, you are in for an authentic Christmas tree. Two, please.
He orders from a cart.
Why did we park so far away?
Did we?
We've been walking for blocks.
Well, yeah, but then we got to see the skaters of 30 Rock and the merry-go-round at Bryant Park and the Christmas windows and the big Christmas tree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you did this on purpose.
Hey, the store.
He points out their destination. In the Christmas boutique.
Aha, the Plaza Tree Topper. It's part of my family history. Back when my grandpa used to own the business, we buy most of the stuff. But back in the day, I had an uncle who worked here. He used to design and build everything by hand. So this would have been a really important commission for him.
Well, how so?
Well, the Plaza would usually sell replicas of their annual tree topper in the gift shop. So that would have been a big boost for the family business.
You said would have been? What happened?
Nobody really knows. Apparently my uncle just lost interest and didn't finish it.
But do you know why?
No. He stopped designing and never made another Christmas decoration. He quit the whole family business. Yeah, that's him.
He shows them a photo.
Our Brookwater.
Yeah, that's my uncle.
How long has he been gone?
Gone? No, he's not gone.
You mean your uncle's still alive?
Yeah, I thought you knew. Uncle Reggie works at the Plaza.
Reginald Brookwater?
Right, he's the head bellman.
Nick and Jessica exchange a look.
Coming down?
We need to talk.
Jessica joins Reginald on an elevator.
So, how'd you find out?
Your nephew told me. He showed me some of your other pieces. You're a wonderful artist.
What exactly are you looking for?
Your tree topper. The one you started to make in 1969. I was hoping maybe you still had it for my Christmas at the Plaza display.
I'm afraid not.
Well, could you draw one for me? I mean, based on your original design, of course.
That was a long time ago. I left that life behind me.
I understand that, but I really need it to complete the archive. Otherwise, we're missing an important part of the history of...
Miss Cooper, I really appreciate what you're trying to do here, but I can't help you. Now, if you'll excuse me, we have a full hotel this week.
He turns from her. Jessica and Nick at his van.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I can't force the man to make me a Christmas ornament. I guess I'll just have to tell Amanda that we're missing one and that's all there is to it.
Think she's gonna be okay with that?
I doubt it. She doesn't strike me as somebody who sees failure as an option, but I just don't know what else to do.
Well, why don't we drown your sorrows in a big plate of linguine and clams?
I can't.
Oh, come on, it doesn't have to be linguine.
No, I mean, I have dinner plans with...
Ah, Dennis, got it.
Yeah. He said he's got something very important to talk to me about.
Well, I want to get in the way of that.
Nick.
Okay, don't worry about it. See you later.
In the lobby, Amanda spots Jessica.
Jessica! Any progress on our missing finial dog?
Actually, Amanda, I'm not having much luck. I thought I'd located it, but I...
Well, I have faith in you. I know you don't want to let me down. Or the plaza.
No, of course not. But there's not...
So I can safely assume that you will continue your search until you find it. Excuse me.
Reginald overhears the interaction between Amanda and Jessica. At Santa's village, Cassidy, in her elf costume, escorts children to sit on Santa's lap. She sees Jessica.
Okay, no pushing, no shoving. Everybody gets a chance to see Santa. Here you go. Okay, I'll be right back. Stay in line or get on the naughty list. Just kidding.
Hi. Thought I'd stop by for inspection on the way. It's new.
Oh, very nice. What's the occasion?
Dinner with Dennis. He said he's got something important he wanted to ask me.
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Do you think he's going to ask you to marry him?
Cassidy, that's the last thing I think he's going to do.
No! It makes sense. Almost your 2-year dating anniversary. You're going to meet his parents.
You think?
I do!
See what I did there?
And if he does, I will officially take back every bad thing I've ever said about him.
Aren't we kind of jumping to conclusions here?
Maybe, but maybe not. Who knows? This might just be one of the best nights of your life.
Cassidy hugs her friend. At a restaurant, Jessica joins Dennis.
Oh, here you are.
Hi.
How was your day?
Actually, I'm having
a... That's great. Okay, so listen. I've been trying to figure out the right way to ask you this for a while now, so I'm just gonna come right out and say it. Jessica, I trust you more than anyone I've ever known. I would like to ask you if you would work with me on my research project for next year.
What?
I told you I got the grant, so you could give up that Christmas project and we could work together instead. Wouldn't that be great?
That's what you wanted to ask me? To write a paper with you?
Well, yeah. What did you think?
Something else.
Like what?
Something I thought I didn't want.
Jessica, you're not really making any sense.
No. I suppose I'm not. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I think I need some fresh air.
He frowns as she leaves the restaurant. Walking outside, Jessica smiles as she spots Nick unloading his van at the plaza. She joins him.
Hey. So, how was your dinner?
I don't want to talk about it.
We won't talk about it.
Does your offer still stand? I mean, about the linguine.
I got a better idea. I know a place that serves up good old-fashioned Christmas spirit, and they're open all night.
They smile at each other. In his van.
So you want to talk about it yet?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It was all my fault. I jumped to conclusions. I don't want to marry Dennis yet anyway.
You don't?
No. How are you supposed to know if you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody after only 2 years?
Well, I've heard it's been done in only 2 weeks.
Yeah, here we are.
He pulls up to a brightly decorated house.
beautiful. This must have taken you days. Don't you ever get tired of Christmas decorating?
Nah. Look up there.
He points out a star of white lights over the front door.
See, some jobs I do for money, and some jobs I do for love. See the white star? That's how you can tell I did this one for love. Oh, almost forgot. I have an extra one you can use.
He hands her a chimney pattern sweater.
What's this for?
About to find out.
His mother answers the door in a garish sweater.
Nikki, you're late.
I know, Ma. Sorry, I was working.
Hello.
Hi.
Ma, this is Jessica. Jessica, this is my mom.
Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Farrelly.
Call me Lana. Everybody else does.
You've got your sweaters on. Great. Yes.
Well, come on in. We've got work to do.
Oh, thanks. What is all this?
Oh, it's just a little something my family puts together every year. Do our Christmas shopping early and wrap all the presents to give to a couple of local charities so everybody gets Christmas.
Wow, that's really nice.
Everybody! Hey! Everybody! Look who finally showed up.
Nikki!
Hi.
And this is Jessica. Jessica, this is everybody.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Okay, you get to work. Jessica, come with me.
Have fun.
His mom shows Jessica around and then puts an apron over her head as they get started.
Welcome to Cookie Command Center. We wrap all these up and take them over to the veterans' home on Clark Street.
You do this every year?
Oh, it's no big deal. We have so much, it seems like the right thing to do.
Mm.
So, how do you and my Nikki know each other?
Oh, we've been kind of working together at the plaza.
Oh. Only work?
We're just friends.
Well, you must be a pretty special friend. My son hasn't brought anybody home for Christmas in years. Not since he and Alicia... Well, in years.
It's okay. He told me about her.
Hmm. Did he tell you she broke his heart?
Nick checks in.
How's it going in here?
Well, don't expect any miracles. I haven't made cookies since I was a kid.
They say it's like riding a bike. You never really forget how.
Okay, everybody. It's showtime.
Glad do we have to?
Oh, come on, Nikki. You know it's a family tradition. Let's go.
Come on, let's do this.
I'm sorry about this.
What's a tradition?
Karaoke.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Thank you.
And now you know why I married him. Okay, our final singer in this year's Christmas karaoke will be... Jessica.
No, I can't, really. I'm not good at this sort of thing.
Oh, Nikki, why don't you help her?
All right.
Jessica and Nick stand before the fireplace with the microphone.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
They touch hands as they hold the microphone together. Both smile broadly at the group and each other. On the porch, Nick and his mom chat while Jessica puts on her coat and hat.
You did that on purpose.
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about.
You break the vote so Jessica and I have to sing together.
Oh, Nikki, what a terrible thing to accuse your mother of doing. Shame on you.
Okay. Night, Mom.
Thank you. I had such fun tonight.
I hope we'll see you again during the holidays. But I imagine you have plans.
Actually, I do.
You don't seem very happy about it.
You know what, Lana? I'm not.
Well, Christmas isn't just about cookies and sing-alongs.
It's also about reflecting on the past year. Where we are, where we're going. Maybe this is that kind of Christmas for you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Nick's dad joins his mom on the porch as Jessica and Nick leave. In the van.
Sorry about that. My family gets a little crazy sometimes.
Are you kidding? I loved them.
My mom really liked you too. I could tell.
She made me feel pretty special. She said you hadn't brought anybody home for Christmas in a long time.
Let me guess. She mentioned Alicia.
Just once.
My mom talks too much sometimes. Alicia and I were engaged until she decided there was no real future with a guy who decorates Christmas trees.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I should be grateful, I guess.
That's a very healthy attitude.
She dumped me at Christmas. So every year, instead of thinking about it, I decorated. Nothing like a heartbreak to really help your business take off.
His phone dings.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Looks like we gotta take a detour.
At the plaza, she directs from the floor. He is on the balcony checking lights.
How about now?
Still off.
I don't get it. Fuses are all working, the bulbs are all fine.
Wait a sec. Primary connective conductive system isn't achieving maximum wattage polarity due to an oxygen breach.
I'm sorry?
Somebody pulled out the plug.
He plugs it back in.
It's beautiful, Nick.
Thanks. You know, this place used to be a nightclub.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's called the Persian Room. It's one of the most elegant places in the city.
Hmm.
Sinatra used to sing here.
Who?
You're kidding, right?
A little.
And this place right here, this used to be the dance floor. My grandparents met here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was Christmas Eve. She was a nurse, and he was away on shore leave. And he asked her to dance. Like this.
They begin dancing.
And they danced together all night. And when the sun came up, they made a promise to each other that when he got back from the war, they would never be apart again. And they kept that promise the rest of their lives. And so I come here every year on Christmas Eve, and I have a glass of champagne in their honor.
That's a very special Christmas tradition.
Look, I know you don't like to think about the future, but what are you doing on Christmas Eve?
Nick.
I'm sorry. I thought...
You're a wonderful person, really, but I can't do this. I'm sorry. I have to go.
She walks away, and he stands with his hands in his pockets. Reginald watches the interaction from the balcony. The Christmas boutique owner answers the door to a man hidden under an umbrella. The man is Reginald.
Sorry, we're closed. Uncle Reggie, what are you doing here?
I came to find something.
Now in the shop.
You've done some nice work here, Jeremy.
Thanks, Uncle Reggie.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, the place looks pretty good.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, look at that. My old workbench is still here.
Yeah, Dad liked it. Said it reminded him of you. Yeah. It's our internet order desk now.
Well, that is something.
Yeah.
Could you give me a hand? Just put it. Well, okay.
They lift out a heavy toolbox.
What are we doing?
I'm opening a doorway to the past.
Doorway to the past.
Yes, and the past shall set us free.
He unlocks the box.
What's in there?
Well, I told you I had to pick something up here.
He unrolls a tool set.
Here we go.
He lifts out a box.
What is that?
Oh, this is a little bit of unfinished business.
An unfinished finial is wrapped inside.
Oh, wow. How long has that been in there?
Oh, close to 50 years. Huh. Do me a favor. Put on a big pot of hot coffee and crank up some Christmas music and leave me be for a couple hours.
Okay.
I got some work to do.
He inspects it closely.
And alternate the larger and smaller panels along the outside, so it creates a flow through.
Don't forget to leave some room for a couple trees.
Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't sure you'd be here.
We're a team, right? At least I thought so.
Nick.
Just let me finish. About the other night. I didn't mean for that to happen. That's not true. I meant for that to happen, but I was out of line, and I'm sorry.
No, Nick, I'm sorry, too. Look, I'd be lying if I said I didn't care about you. I do. But Dennis and I have been together almost 2 years. I'm gonna go to Florida to meet his parents.
Sounds fun.
The thing is, I'm in a relationship, and I can't let my feelings for you get in the way.
Mine either, huh?
Nick, don't say that.
I'm sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't be a sore loser, and I guess that's a little easier said than done.
He puts down his box and leaves the room.
Should get back to work.
Wait. I still have your Christmas sweater.
Better keep it. I hear it gets cold in Florida at night.
He smiles, but she does not. At a park, he spills a drink on her as he joins her on a bench.
My parents have arranged a car to pick us up at the Miami airport. And then we'll meet them for dinner at this... Sorry.
That's okay. Dennis, you said you had something you wanted to talk about.
Right. The thing is, I was thinking about the other night.
What about it?
I was thinking about why you left. If you don't want to write the paper with me, I understand.
It's not about the paper.
It's not.
She pulls out Reginald's handkerchief to clean herself off, then pauses to rub her thumb across the monogram.
Who bought the tickets?
What do you mean?
For our trip to Florida. Who bought the plane tickets?
My parents. It's only fair, it was their idea. Why?
Dennis, you're a very nice guy. You're smart, and I know you mean well, but I need more than that.
What kind of more?
We've been together 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Right. Almost 2 years. I thought I didn't want a commitment because that meant thinking about the future, and that was scary. But I've seen what the future can look like, and I'm not scared anymore.
Are you talking about marriage?
I don't know exactly what I'm talking about, Dennis. But whatever it is, I know it's not this.
Wait. Are you breaking up with me?
I'm not sure there was anything to break up.
Are you sure about this?
I am.
She returns the handkerchief to her bag.
Sorry, I guess I always knew this was gonna happen. I didn't want to admit it.
Take care of yourself, Dennis.
You too. Merry Christmas.
She leaves him on the bench.
Merry Christmas.
She strolls through the snowy park and smiles as she spies the top of the plaza over the trees. Now inside, people gather around the lobby tree. Jessica joins the crowd. Kenny calls to her.
Oh, Miss Cooper. I have a package for you. It was left here sometime last night with your name on it. I didn't see a card or anything.
Inside Reginald's box is the completed ornament.
I know who sent it. Thank you.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd like it.
But you said...
I did. I stopped making things like that a long time ago.
You never said why you quit.
Love.
He finishes loading a cart. Jessica follows him as he guides it.
It was 1969. Her name was Marie, and I was going to marry her. And I was making the tree topper that year in her honor, and I was going to propose to her on Christmas Eve, but her parents didn't approve of us. Or me, actually. So they thought of me as someone who made Christmas decorations, and what kind of life could I provide for their daughter, and so they made us stop seeing each other. Every time I looked at that thing, it reminded me of her, and I couldn't throw it away, so I hid it and tried to forget about it, like it never even existed at all.
And you never made anything again?
Well, my heart wasn't in it anymore. You know, I made things with love, I guess, and I guess I just stopped believing in that.
So why are you giving this to me?
Working at the plaza all these years, I've seen honeymooners and newlyweds and proposals and weddings, and then watching this Christmas you and Nick together, I thought maybe one shouldn't give up on love.
How can we be in love? Nick and I barely know each other. We just met.
Yes, but you met him at this hotel. And you know what we say around here.
The elevator door closes.
Nothing unimportant ever happens at the plaza.
Elsewhere, Nick directs a worker.
And run another string of lights through there. I don't want the place to sparkle.
Nick.
Alicia.
She smiles and joins him in the room.
What are you doing here?
When I heard your voice the other day, it brought back so many memories, so thought I'd come and say hi.
Why? How you doing?
Exhausted. I just finished a really intense spin class. You've done a great job here, Nick. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
This is going to open up so many possibilities for you.
I hope so.
I have always been very proud of you. You know? I missed you, Nick. I miss us.
She holds him by his fist. Jessica leaves when she sees them so close, but Nick avoids Alicia's kiss.
Hey, what are you doing?
What does it look like?
I wish we'd been over for a long time.
I know, but that's in the past.
I know. I'm sorry, but I think that's where I should stay. If you don't mind, I gotta get back to work. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Alicia leaves.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Jessica brings up a selfie of her and Nick to delete it.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
She hovers her fingers over the trackpad to confirm deletion.
The plaza has many stories to tell, especially around the holidays. And this year, with this wonderful History of Christmas display, we hope to share some of them with all of you. Please welcome the very talented historian who put all of this together for us, Jessica Cooper.
Jessica takes the stage.
Thank you so much. Such an honor to have been entrusted with the legacy of the Plaza Hotel. But I also want to acknowledge another very important part of that legacy. My wonderful friend, Reginald Brookwater, who generously brought us a long-lost piece of history from a Christmas past.
He mouths the words thank you to her.
Christmas is...
Nick steps into the room.
Christmas is a time for celebration, but also maybe a time for reflection, too. Not just the history of all of this, but the history of all of us. These beautiful decorations are an important part of the holidays, but I don't think it's the decorations that make Christmas memories. It's the decorating. It's the coming together to put up a tree, hang some lights, make cookies, even sing Christmas songs. Sometimes badly. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's not just what we do that makes the holiday special, it's what we are to each other. And it's what's in our hearts that makes us all a part of the history of Christmas. Thank you.
Nick and the others applaud. Amanda gives Jessica a sweet smile. Pictures and ornaments at the exhibit. Reginald stares at the finial he finished. Jessica joins him.
Oh, Miss Cooper, thank you.
No, don't thank me.
Thank you for giving me back my art. Now, I called my nephew this morning, and I'm going to start making Christmas decorations again. Oh,
that's the best gift you could have given me.
You played speech, kiddo.
Thank you.
When she leaves, another woman approaches Reginald.
Excuse me. Reggie.
Marie.
I was hoping to find you.
What are you doing here? How did you...
I read in the paper that they were having a party about the history of Christmas tree toppers and thought I'd take a chance. I hope you'd be here.
Oh. He smiles at her. She spots the glass finial.
Is that going to be mine?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He looks at her.
It sure is.
They grin and touch foreheads. Jessica waits at the hotel bar.
Speech.
Thank you. I'm glad you could make it.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You're alone?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd bring your friend.
Who?
Come on, Nick. You know who.
No, what are you talking about?
I saw you kiss her the other day, right in that room.
Oh, you saw that? No.
It's okay. It's no big deal.
No, really, it's no big deal. That was Alicia. That was my ex. She heard I was here, and she was trying to... I told her I wasn't interested, and she left. Jess, I thought you understood how I felt about you.
I'm sorry.
No. I should be the one apologizing. You have a boyfriend.
Actually, I don't.
But what about Dennis?
Dennis and I just came to the end of our relationship.
Well, it's not because of me, I hope.
No, because of me.
Two women pass them and speak to her.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Look, it's Christmas. It's a emotional season for a lot of people, and we just met. Maybe we should take a step back and take a breath, get some perspective.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Let's do that.
Let's.
I better go. My reindeer's double parked.
He kisses her on the cheek before he goes.
Merry Christmas, Jessica.
Amanda joins her at the bar.
Jessica, you've done a remarkable job. Everyone is having such a wonderful time.
Amanda sweeps by.
Almost everyone.
Another day, Jessica and Amanda in the lobby.
And what are you doing for the holiday?
Actually, I've had a sudden change of plans. My mom's still on her cruise, so I'm going to go skiing with my friend and her family for Christmas.
Well, I hope you have a nice time. I prefer my ice in a martini glass. I wish you would reconsider our offer. The Plaza could use a permanent historian.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but I'm going to put my degrees to use another way. I'm taking a teaching position at a school down in the village.
Investing in the future. Well done.
This is for you from all of us. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kenny. Merry Christmas.
She hugs him. She attempts to hug Amanda, but they awkwardly touch arms instead before Jessica departs. Kenny and Amanda watch her leave.
Sad to see her go, Miss Clark.
It's Christmas, Kenny. You may call me Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. I'll go back to work now, Miss Clark.
Jessica walks past Christmas trees outside the hotel. She pauses and grins. At home, Jessica packs a suitcase. She stops to pull out Nick's ornament. As she looks it over, she smiles. She checks her phone to get a message from Cassidy, here. When she moves to the home screen, she sees the selfie with Nick. Now downstairs with Cassidy, she grabs her keys from the hall table.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm almost ready. I appreciate this so much, Cass. You sure I'm not imposing?
With my family, forget about it. The more the merrier.
Okay.
Besides, I can't have my bestie spending Christmas alone.
Oh.
Any word from Nick?
No, nothing. I guess stepping back a bit meant saying goodbye.
Well, you're better off without him. Besides, it's obvious that you can decorate a house on your own.
Huh?
The outside, it looks great. I mean, it's a little over the top, but I'm an elf. What do I know?
I didn't decorate the outside.
What?
Jessica steps outside to see that her home is fully decorated with lights, including a white star over her front door. Cassidy joins her. If you didn't do this, then who did?
Jessica smiles broadly as she focuses the star over the door. In an elegant suit, Nick takes a drink from the bartender at the hotel. Jessica, in a black dress and jewelry, joins him.
Is this a private tradition or can anybody join?
Please.
Tell me, how did you get all those lights on my house without me knowing about it?
Kid me, I decorated the Plaza Hotel this year. House piece of cake.
They toast.
Show me again where your grandparents danced.
Nick stands, takes her hand, and leads her to the dance floor. They dance slowly.
So does this mean you're free for Christmas?
What do you have in mind?
House full of family. There's gonna be presents and food and a lot of noise, though, so you gotta be really into Christmas to enjoy it.
I could give it a try.
If it doesn't work out?
We should think of the future. There's always next Christmas.
Christmas after that?
Only Christmas after that.
They lean in and share a long kiss. Text, and they Christmased happily ever after. The end.